This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
SB Nation Radio, thanks for joining us. We continue to preview a team a day. This week it's the NFC East, and of course, the Dallas Cowboys at 10-6 last season, making a postseason run, and coming back this year with a couple of questions, some missing pieces like most teams are. Bobby Bell joins us from Oxnard, California, SB Nation Radio insider on the Cowboys. How are you, Bobby?
Well, how are you?
Good. All right, let's get to last year. Before we get to the preview, let's get to last year. This is a team that was kind of going back and forth a bit, 3-5, and then things started to click for them in their win against the Eagles in November. Amari Cooper's addition, from an X's and O's standpoint, what did it mean to obtain him, and what did he mean for the offense?
See, I think it's funny because I don't know that it changed much on the X's and O's. I just think he's so talented that with sort of an archaic scheme that Scott Linehan had in place, Amari Cooper was able to still, you know, rise above that and just beat the man in front of him. The problem before Amari Cooper got here is you had guys who weren't necessarily able to beat the man in front of them. They didn't have that type of skill set, and so you needed to kind of scheme them open, and Scott Linehan just wasn't doing that. So that's why things really changed when Amari Cooper got here, was just his natural ability. Scott Linehan, of course, out now, and you've got Kellen Moore and John Kitna kind of teaming up to take care of the offense. So I would expect even bigger things from Amari Cooper, because I think they're gonna he's not gonna just have to beat the man in front of him. I think you're gonna see them attempt to scheme him open as well as all the other guys on offense.
How's the optimism from the fan base, players, et cetera? This again, 10-6 team that went to the playoffs and very young, so it looks like, you know, the future is bright. Going into this camp, where's the optimism level on how successful this team can be?
I think it's split, in just the sense that if you want to talk about from the fans, I think there's some of them that are a little skeptical until Ezekiel Elliott gets to camp. And I think that there are, players on the player side, I think they feel confident regardless of whether Ezekiel Elliott's here or not. Dak Prescott told us that over the weekend, that, you know, they feel confident regardless. Just from my own perspective, looking at it, I was actually having dinner with another reporter last night, and you know, I said, you know, I don't want to say this, you know, too much on social media and stuff like that and have people all in a tizzy thinking I'm being sensationalist. But, I mean, I really feel like this is the year that they could contend for a Super Bowl. Everything really is kind of falling into place. Dak Prescott, by all accounts, when you talk to people inside the building, he looks like he's about to take that step forward. And you're seeing it in practice. The throws are looking much better. The mechanics are much cleaner. And I think everybody feels really good about where this is going. Defense is beginning to gel. They were a top 10 defense last year. And I think the offense is going to take a step forward with the new decision makers in place and with Dak Prescott just continuing to grow.
You brought up Ezekiel Elliott, and from a standpoint of holding out and wanting a new contract, there is always that sort of feeling about where is the value of a running back in this day and age of the NFL? Is the Gurley deal too high that the Rams put out there? What is Ezekiel wanting? From a standpoint of how far apart these two sides are, what do you know and what can you tell us about where we stand with Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, I mean, Stephen Jones said, I believe it was after the draft, they were asking him about a potential Ezekiel Elliott extension, and he mentioned Todd Gurley's name. He said the Gurley deal, we know it probably starts at that. So, I mean, I think they recognize that in order to get the deal done, they're going to have to pay him above Todd Gurley. I don't know that they want to do it. That's the thing. My friend James Slater at the NFL Network has reported that the Cowboys have made their offer, but there's still not been a counter from Ezekiel Elliott's camp. We may be getting that soon. We just haven't seen it yet. And then apparently they've been sitting on it for a couple days. So I would guess this gets done before they leave Oxnard. And I would guess Dak Prescott gets done before the season starts. I still don't know about where Amari Cooper is going to be, where that deal is. That one's probably the most complex of all. But I think Ezekiel Elliott will be here in camp at some point. I think they'll probably get it done, and it'll be something that both sides feel happy with. Elliott, in terms of getting him paid, Cowboys, and giving them kind of escape hatches along the contract route.
Bobby, was it expected, though, that Elliott would do this? I mean, because sometimes these holdouts are business as usual. You go into camp going, he's not going to show up. Was it surprising, or was this anticipated that he would hold out?
It was a question the week leading up to it when you started hearing reports that. I know Clarence O'Neill reported I think right after the season, that there were thoughts that he might hold out, but that kind of dissipated and gone away. And I think they were okay showing up. I mean, they showed up at all the voluntary portions like OTAs and minicamp. And so it was a little odd that week leading up to, you started hearing rumors and reports that maybe he wasn't going to show up. But I mean, it was at that point, it was kind of a 50-50. Everybody was watching to see if he was going to get on the plane or not, including the Cowboys, I think. And so, yeah, I think it was a surprise in terms of they didn't know for sure what he was going to do when they took off from Dallas last week. But they certainly knew it was a possibility the week leading up to camp.
Bobby Belt joining us, SB Nation Radio Insider, on the Cowboys and Oxnard with the team as they continue training camp. Offensive line, a couple of years ago, best in the game. Now you've got a team with Travis Frederick out. I mean, I know Joe Looney did an okay job, but give me an idea of where this offensive line is today.
Well, I mean, Travis Frederick's return is huge. They've talked about it a lot out of camp this week. They're extremely excited, not just for, you know, the jump and ability as a pass blocker and a run blocker, you know, just the actual physical aspect of it. But, you know, Travis Frederick's IQ is so high. I mean, he's like having a second quarterback in front of Dak Prescott. And that was where they honestly probably missed him the most. Joe Looney did an acceptable job with all of that. But, I mean, Travis Frederick calls out the protections. He does a lot in recognizing the defense. And so I think that's going to be a huge boost in terms of their ability to scheme at the line of scrimmage and audible. Travis Frederick alone is going to be huge to that for the entire offense. And then, you know, when you've got somebody better playing next to you, it allows you to play better. And so I think with Connor Williams putting on more strength at right guard or at left guard and having another year, and then you've got Zach Martin and Travis Frederick and Tyron Smith around, and then you've got Lyle Collins, who's solid at right tackle. I think everything's going to come back together this year. It's just a matter of, can they stay healthy? If they stay healthy, I think they'll be back to a pretty strong offensive line.
Did the play of Leighton Vander Esch last year, did that catch people by surprise about how really good he was?
Yeah,
man, I know he was drafted high, but I mean, it seemed like, man, this guy really can play.
I think it surprised the fans and the media and things like that. You never know if the Cowboys are being direct with you or if, you know, they're blowing sunshine up yet. And they were telling people privately, and I think they even may have said it publicly, that once the draft happened, they thought Leighton Vander Esch was a Brian Urlacher starter kid. And they were really confident in that. Even if you did think that, I don't think anybody expected him to jump right in and play the way he did. I think it was accelerated growth that not a lot of people were expecting. But, I mean, from the Cowboys' perspective, they absolutely thought he had this potential. I know there were some talks and fans had wished that maybe Derwin James would slide all the way down to them and they'd pick him. I'm really glad the Chargers actually took Derwin James 2 picks before the Cowboys, because there would have been a mutiny at 19 when I'm pretty sure the Cowboys would have still taken Leighton Vander Esch. And so, yeah, I think the Cowboys were enamored with him. They always thought he could be this guy. They thought he was a top-tier player. And, it certainly played out on the field last year. But I think everybody, from media fans to people inside that building, were surprised at just how quick it all came together last year.
Bobby, Jason Witten coming back after a year in broadcasting. Older but still effective. Big deal, little deal, no deal for the 2019 Cowboys?
It's funny. I would say something to watch, because he looks much slimmer and he looks much more athletic than 2 years ago. And I don't know if that was just a year off of rest helped or what, but I mean, you're seeing him, you know, run, you know, all these different routes that he hasn't been doing in practice in years. I mean, the pads haven't come on yet, but even still, these are things he wasn't running with no pads in previous years. And you know, you're seeing kind of a pep in his step and some quickness. And, his stamina seems great. I mean, he'll stay out there. I mean, I know the joke's always been that he stays out there for 100% of snaps anyway during games. But, I mean, during practice, he can go. I had one of the guys tell me, it was one of the young guys. They said, you know, Jason Witten's a machine. Like, this dude can go all day. Like, it's unreal when you're out of practice. I mean, that's a guy who's 23 years old and should have, you know, all the stamina in the world. And he's kind of in awe of Jason Witten and how, you know, hard he can go at practice and how long he can sustain it. So I'm interested to see what exactly it is that he's able to bring to the field, because I think on the practice field, everybody's kind of surprised at how how good he looks, how much younger he looks almost. It looks like he's kind of found the fountain of youth. But regardless of what Jason Witten does, I know they're very excited about Blake Jarwin, their backup tight end who was the starter at the end of last year, a third-year guy out of Oklahoma State, who had a big game at the end of the season against the Giants. And he's looked great out here, really athletic, moves well, catching everything thrown at him. So either way, I think the Cowboys are going to be more solid at tight end this year than they were heading into last year.
Bobby, I do want to ask you about Jason Garrett. It feels like he's always on the hot seat, and then he saves his job when they go to the playoffs, and then he's back on the hot seat later. Is there an extension coming here? Where is Garrett in the relationship to where the Cowboys management see him as their coach?
Well, it's funny. Jerry was asked at the team press conference, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Jason Garrett all sitting up on the panel. Jerry was asked, you know, what does Jason have to do to return in 2020? And, you know, Jerry goes, sorry, I didn't hear you. There's the question. He goes, sorry, I didn't hear you. It's really loud over here. Next question. And so, I think that I don't think we're getting an extension. I mean, I think he's going to have to play this out. And I think the success of the 2019 Dallas Cowboys is going to determine to a large extent Jason Garrett's future. I don't think this is going to be a whole body of work evaluation. I think it's, all right, you're reset. And here we head into 2019. What we do this season determines whether you're here or not. And so I think we're going to get it to play out. And, maybe if he's 10-0, 10 weeks into the season or something, then they go ahead and extend him in the middle of the year. But I think we're going to have him play this out.
Bobby, great stuff as always. Good having you on. A great reconnecting as we get ready for football season. Hope to get you on again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Bobby Belt on our Progressive Insurance Hotline, SB Nation Radio. All right, we'll continue our talk about the Dallas Cowboys, a little prediction and our analysis from Ron and I as we continue SB Nation AM.